Hello, everyone, and welcome to One More Podcastle, or One More Podcastle. We're not even sure which one it is, because this is the very first episode. Thank you for joining us on our journey to talk about old video games, crack jokes that range from awful to awkward, and generally try our best to have a good time while hoping someone out there enjoys it. My name is Eric Bailey. I am the editor-in-chief of onemorecastle.com, which just means I get sneak peeks at all of our great material there. I am joined by two handsome co-hosts, who I will graciously allow to introduce themselves.
I am Eric Hunter, and I am the audio engineer.
I am Jason Lamb, and I am the non-Eric.
Yes, that's right, because myself, Eric Bailey, and Eric Hunter are both Eric. So to avoid confusion amongst ourselves and our listeners, they are going to refer to me as Bailey, and to Eric Hunter, I'm going to call him Hunter. And he's going to be okay with it.
Absolutely.
So how are you guys? What games have you been playing?
Yeah, what games haven't we been playing?
I recently finished the remake of Death Rally.
Is that any good?
Yes and no. They basically took... It's like the original Death Rally for PC, but they've kind of took everything that was fun out of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's good about it, then?
People don't know what Death Rally is. It's basically, it was a racing game released back in, I think, 1996, where you're generally racing through this kind of underground deathmatch-esque racing league. And basically, your car is equipped with all these weapons. But in the recent remake, they kind of took all the personality out of it. In the original, all your enemies kind of had these nice illustrated avatars, and they all had their own kind of unique car. And this one, it's just kind of cookie-cutter cars, and you don't really know who you're racing. And yeah, it was pretty much very much designed from the ground up for mobile gaming.
Gotcha.
What year did this come out?
The remake or the original?
The original.
I think 1996.
Because you actually reviewed that on One More Castle, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I remembered that.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite games.
Cool. So if anyone wants to check that out on the site, they can.
They can, yeah.
Hunter, you been playing anything lately?
Yeah, I just finished up Super Mario RPG.
Nice. That is one of my favorites.
This eighth time around, when I was actually old enough to realize what was going on, the game is so easy.
Like,
there's things in the game that I never realized that from playing other RPGs that I realize now. Like, if one of your party members is dead and you win, that party member comes back with one hit point so they can get the experience that you just got from the battle. That was mind-boggling when I saw that, because I was like, oh, I could just bring their health back up and then I can fight the next battle. It's no big deal. My characters keep leveling up, whereas in, like, you know, more of a traditional, like a JRPG, like Final Fantasy or something, it's, you know, if your party member's dead, you don't get that experience. That's your fault for allowing them to die. And
yep.
It was super, super easy. After that, I'm playing The Legend of Zelda The Minish Cap, which I've never played before. That's a lot of fun. And a buddy of mine just got me Battle Kid, The Fortress of Peril.
Ooh,
for the NES.
Like the authentic cartridge for it and everything?
Yeah.
Cool.
Have you guys played I Want to Be the Guy? The PC game?
I've heard of it, and I have a friend who has beaten it, but I have not touched it myself.
Okay, it's stupid hard, and that like the whole point of the game is to be as impossible as possible, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But basically what they did with Battle Kid is they took that idea of making a almost impossible platformer and they mirrored it with Mega Man aspects of like the blaster and that kind of thing. It's it's tough, but it's a lot of fun.
I got to put that one on the list to try out sometime. I know for me, I haven't had a whole lot of time lately for old games, which I know is blasphemous, but I've been actually playing Tiny Toon Adventures on the NES. I think that's going to be my next Nintendo Legend review.
Wow.
It's one of those licensed platformers that's actually decent, although it was made late enough that it's obviously stealing elements from Super Mario Bros. 3. For example, just think, little things like sliding down an incline to take out enemies. You kind of notice that, and it's like, yeah, it feels a little like a watered-down knockoff, but it's still a good time, I guess.
How much free time do you have?
What do you consider to be free time?
Because I have a suggestion.
Ooh.
You should review that game for One More Castle using the Tiny Toons movie, make your own movie scene game. Because you can type in the text and stuff into the
the
thought bubbles, and then
this
record
is me
it.
Writing that idea down.
It's going to take you a super long time, but it would be fantastic.
There was a Tiny Toon movie game.
Yeah, so you could get the characters that were from Tiny Toons, and you can move them throughout the scene. It's kind of like maybe like a dumbed down version of Mario Paint. You could take the characters and you can make your own Tiny Toons scenes out of
it.
That's
awesome.
And you could do thought bubbles and stuff, and you could put the own text in. I want to see an entire review made of that game.
I'll see what I can do. It's an NES game called Tiny Toon Cartoon Workshop.
There it is, yeah.
So, yeah,
Tiny Toon
I'll check that
workshop.
Out.
Man, you were fast with that keyboard.
I think I just have ADD. That's all it is. I'm not good at anything. I'm just scatterbrained, so... Poor Andrew has to deal with me behind the scenes on site stuff, and I'm just like emailing him four times a night about things. It's good times.
Yeah, all your Twitter updates are like super late.
Yeah, I noticed the other day I had over 26,000 tweets, and I wasn't sure how to feel about that.
Be proud.
A little self-loathing, maybe. That's a lot. You guys ready for the retro gaming discussion question for this episode?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, this is based on some Twitter discussion I've recently had and a feature actually on One More Castle. Just a fun little question. What vehicle from a retro video game would you like to have in real life? I know my first instinct was to say like a Mario Kart.
See, okay. Yeah.
Then I realized they actually have those in real life. It's a go-kart. So
yeah.
You
don't have like the Koopa shells and stuff. I mean, if you're
is
flying.
Is that really the vehicle though?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't find that in Ridge Racer.
True. Okay.
So do you get accessories with these vehicles?
I think Hunter just gave us the green light to consider all accessories included.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, screw you guys then. I'm keeping my Mario Kart answer.
I mean, think about it. If you're flying down the highway at 80 miles an hour and you see a cop getting ready to tag you, you could throw out one of those Koopa shells, knock the car over, and just keep on driving.
Yeah, and we all know those red shells would come in real handy on the morning commute.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just saying.
So I was thinking, what's really considered, because you said retro game vehicle, and because my first instinct was the Dolphin from Wave Race 64.
Well, that counts.
Okay, because if it wasn't that, I was going to pick the truck from Super Off-Road for two reasons.
Oh.
It can turn on a dime. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even have to be moving, and it turns. The seatbelts in those things are amazing, because you could hit a wall at full speed, and nobody comes flying through that windshield. So the safety precautions with that truck is amazing.
I do love the old-school top-down racers. Like, when you play Super Sprint, and your little, like, Formula One car hits the wall at 100 miles per hour and explodes, but then instantly it's just okay again.
Right.
Because it's a video game.
That's your reset button.
Have you guys ever played Bump and Jump?
Bump and Jump.
What's it for?
Originally an arcade game, but it was ported to some consoles like the NES. Long story short, you are basically, it's a vertically scrolling racer, and you're in this like monster truck, but rather than race, it's called bump and jump because you can jump onto other cars and destroy them. And there's like these jumps over like these 50-foot gaps in the highway. It's a little bit of a post-apocalyptic feel to it. It has something to do with rescuing your girlfriend. It's completely insane.
I just looked it up. It came out in 1982.
I think that'd be fun. Be able to just stomp the crap out of anyone in my way.
It took me a while, but I eventually settled on the Epoch.
Wow.
It's the Wings of Time vehicle from Chrono Trigger.
Wow.
Wow, that's classy.
That's, man, that's a good one.
Huh.
I want a time travel.
Clearly. Yeah, well, you know, you can get the DeLorean.
That's true. Well, this one could fly. Oh, the DeLorean could fly as well.
Yeah.
I should just have gone with the DeLorean.
Well, that brings up an interesting idea, though. Is the DeLorean really a video game vehicle? Because I would consider it a movie vehicle that just happens to be in some video games. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Well, keep in mind it was done by LJN. And you don't get the DeLorean to the very, very end, which most people probably didn't even play it that long. So I wouldn't count it, even though I'm the one who suggested it.
Good to know.
What about what about the Uniracer?
That would be fun. A little trippy, but I've always wanted to ride a unicycle. And if you're going to ride one, you have to go with Uniracers.
Yeah, because if you're not doing 720s on the thing, it's just, you know, it's
yeah,
not worth
then
it.
You're just some guy on a unicycle. And who wants to be that guy? Let's be honest. I was also thinking the R-Wing from Star Fox.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that's a good one. And would you be doing barrel rolls the whole time?
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you could just remind me on my intercom all the time. Can you do your best do a barrel roll impression for me?
Do a barrel roll!
Perfect. That would get me to do a barrel roll right there.
Which is
and
funny.
Even just for the reason that I can go in space, but also at low altitude. So I could drive it to work. I could drive it, you know, family vacations, just park in the R-Wing.
I would be jealous. I would be the jealous Eric.
Especially because you're still that guy on the unicycle, and I'm in a starship.
Trying to ride along beside you.
In the Epoch, that was good.
That was a good one. Good job, Jason.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to give you a plus one in Viking points.
Oh, I love Viking points.
I don't even think we were planning on having a winner, but I think Jason just won.
Jason just, he won, hands down.
All right, and when we come back, we'll have our retro showdowns. We're going to take a little musical interlude break. Enjoy. Alright, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the track there. It's called Disco is Undead by A Digital Orange. And I believe there will be a download link available in the show notes on the website, so check them out. And now for the main event. We are ready to rumble in Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
This is the portion of the podcast where each of us has a retro video game in mind that we have not yet revealed to each other. And we're going to argue that the game each of us picked is, in fact, the superior choice. Jason is acting as our timekeeper because initially each of us is going to have 2 minutes to introduce our game and explain why it is obviously the best choice. And after those 2 minute introductions, we're just going to argue about it for a little bit. And that will be the Retro Showdown. So when Jason tells me I can go, I'm going to introduce my game.
All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
You may begin.
The game I selected is Kirby's Adventure for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is a fabulous example of an 8-bit video game because it's a first-party game that was developed very late in the NES lifecycle, released in 1993. By then, the programmers were able to take advantage of every little thing the little NES machine had to offer, providing a spectacular presentation with colorful graphics, a meaty adventure with colorful characters as well, and all-out classic two-dimensional side-scrolling platforming gameplay. It is quite a prime example as well as far as a Kirby game is concerned, since it was not the first Kirby game, but it was the first in color, the first on a home console, and the first to use a battery save. It's one of my personal favorites. It doesn't have many flaws, and I am fully prepared to defend it against whatever lousy choices my fellow co-hosts have chosen. I don't even need the rest of the time. I'm done.
You're done? Wow. You had 50 seconds to go. You're good.
Yep.
But your game sucks.
That's why your game sucks. Okay, the game that I picked was Magic Sword for the Super NES, which was released by Capcom in 1999. It was originally a port of an arcade classic, which received tons of awards that I will not name because I don't have them in front of me. The story is it's just an action pseudo-RPG where you take control of an unnamed hero with a giant sword and you go through a 50-level tower to defeat the Black Lord Darkmoor. I can't read. But the best part is throughout the game, you build up your experience points. You can get better swords. You can even get allies. Each level has a door you can open. There's different allies such as the archer, the thief, the ninja, a wizard, a priest, another knight. You can upgrade their weapons. All in all, a fun-filled pack of action RPG.
You miraculously did that in the exact same time.
Woohoo!
The game I'm pitching this week as the best game is Apogee Games' Wacky Wheels, released in 1994 for the PC. You had to have a 386 system to run it with a whopping 4 megs of memory. Wacky Wheels is essentially a kart racing game where you can shoot hedgehogs at your opponents as you race around a track. While it may sound like a Mario Kart clone, it does everything better. Not only do you have 42 racetracks, head-to-head battles via modem connection or serial link, but it allows time trials, has 60 high score charts. It even has features such as giggle keys, which allow you to send funny messages to your opponents. These are essentially hotkeys, which when pressed send messages such as eat magma over your modem connection. Has passwords, secret ammo power-ups. Essentially, it's everything Mario Kart wanted to be, but couldn't.
Well, no, are we starting this now?
Are we starting this?
Bring it on.
Okay.
I'm so ready for this.
Jason, I just want to let you know I brought up the wiki page of it, and it says that the carts are described as lawnmowers.
Exactly.
So how fast are you going? Are you going like 3 miles an hour, maybe 3.5?
They're souped up lawnmowers.
I get the feeling that you need to be pretty souped up to enjoy this game. Like, you have to inhale some wacky weed to enjoy Wacky Wheels. Also, Hunter, this magic sword game, anytime the title can be misconstrued as sexual innuendo,
what?
I gotta it's take not, some merits.
It's not wizard sleeve, it's magic sword. You've got a 50-level tower to play through.
Uh-huh. That tall, firm column.
Okay, so you're going to talk about sexual innuendo, and you're going to play a game like Kirby, who's all about sucking and blowing.
Yeah, see, Kirby's nice about it. Is he? He's a giver.
I don't think he asks for permission before he sucks an enemy up.
How do you know?
And then just poops them out to take their ability? That's a weird superpower.
I say fantastic.
And the commercial, oh my god, the commercial was disgusting. Have you seen that commercial for the which one is it? It's the Super NES one. Where it's just the dude in the restaurant and he keeps shoving his face
until he explodes.
That's disgusting. How much do you think that's cool? Awesome. That's disgusting. It's revolting. I just puked in my mouth a little.
Well, at least my game has explosions.
What? My game has explosions. My
game has explosions as well.
Well, then my statement was ridiculous, and I apologize. But still, my game's better.
Now, I can't get over the lawnmower thing. I'm still...
Lawnmowers. Have you ever tried to race a lawnmower?
No, I live in...
It's intense.
I live in Cincinnati. I don't live in Kentucky. We don't do that here. The only thing that I can give your game, and I don't want to give your game because even the box art looks terrible.
Whoa, have you seen Magic Swords box art?
It looks amazing.
It looks awful.
Are you kidding me?
It looks like something done in like a community college's night school art class.
What's wrong with that? Is that bad?
It's not great.
Hunter, Hunter, would you like some ice for that burn?
Oh, it's just okay? The check because you just got served. All right, let's see. Let me read this real quick. Copysoft released a similar game called Skinny Cart. Let's see. They rejected it, and then instead, Apogee. Apogee, who developed Duke Nukem. That's the only good thing. Like, actually, I kind of remember this coming with, like a triple pack of, like, okay, you get Duke Nukem 3D, you get, some other terrible Apogee game. Oh, and by the way, you can use Wacky Wheels as toilet paper because we've got, it's like E.T., we've got so many copies of them.
You did not just mock Apogee.
Yeah, because they went from Apogee to 3D Realms, now they're back to Apogee, really?
Yeah.
So you can't decide on a name?
The new name's a homage to their old name.
Wait, is it really lawnmowers they're racing?
Lawnmowers.
That's what it says. It says that the carts are described as lawnmowers, which means they're going 3, maybe 4 miles tops.
Are you driving through like people's front lawns or something and trying to collect tips as you go for your lawn mowing services?
No, you're like tigers and sharks and stuff, and you're riding lawnmowers.
Oh, that helps me a lot. That makes so much more sense.
That explains it, doesn't it?
Thank you, Jason.
I got it. Did they ever find out how Kirby got his ability? Like, did he have to blow people first before he was able to, like, did he have to build in, like, the lung capacity?
You know, it's one of those things where you can't explain the supernatural. You just have to.
It's HAL Laboratories. Oh, wow. They make one good game, which is Smash Brothers, and then all of a sudden, all of their old games are good, too, just because it's made by the same company.
Hey, I loved Kirby's Adventure long before I ever played Smash Brothers, and... If you're saying Smash Brothers is good, it's by the same designer. You could even play a GameCube game like Kirby's Air Ride, and there's such a rich tapestry of the same signature of high quality strewn throughout those titles.
Kirby is just another hoard-out character that Nintendo didn't know what to do with. I mean, it's the same thing with Mario. You got Mario Math or Donkey Kong. You got Donkey Kong Math, Diddy Kong Math, or whatever it's called. I mean, there was a Kirby Ping Pong game for the Game Boy. I know, because I have it, and it's terrible.
Well, so what would you do if you had a character that was capable of anything?
I don't know. Design a game and then think of a new character to bring out because this idea is shot? I mean, look at Final Fantasy. I don't care what anybody says. I'm tired of seeing Final Fantasy games come out.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe Kirby should have a lawnmower racing game. Would that make you feel better?
Well, I mean, look at all these producers and designers. I can't even pronounce their names. It's like, I don't know, like Greek or something.
Well, that's just racist. Can't pronounce their names. Those are the best designers when you can't pronounce them.
Is that what it is? That's the rule of thumb right there.
That's the rule of thumb for video game designers.
Oh, it's got places like Wispy Woods.
Ooh.
Wispy Woods.
And Orange Ocean.
Let's see what else we got. Ooh, the Meta Knight.
Yeah, because actually,
he's not full knight. He's a Meta Knight.
Yeah, and he's been on this decades-long journey to get there. Kirby's Adventure was the first appearance of that character. He's pretty popular. You might be surprised.
Whereas in with my game, with Magic Sword, he already is a knight.
Lawnmowers. Sharks riding lawnmowers.
Wow.
Kirby's essentially like the epitome of Nintendo's early 90s, we don't know what to do with our characters.
What?
It's like, hey, it's the same thing they did with Mario. Okay, we've got a character. What crazy costumes can we put him in to give him new abilities? Because he's such a boring character.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
It's like, oh, Kirby can now fly. Kirby can now shoot this. Oh, Mario can now fly. Mario can now shoot this. It's the same formula they've been repeating for decades.
I can't take the arguments seriously from someone defending the merits of a game about sharks riding lawnmowers. I'm sorry.
By the way, I looked up how fast these lawnmowers go.
Did you really?
I did. On Phil's Wacky Wheel site.
Oh my god.
The number one Wacky Wheels fan site.
You mean the only one?
Yeah, most likely. But they go up to 99 miles per hour on turbo.
What?
99 miles per hour.
Is it cutting grass the entire way down?
Can we all agree that Phil is just a fake name that Jason goes by to try and spread Wacky Wheels love across the internet?
I knew it. I knew it. Hold on. Let me do the who's it.
I'm calling it.
Let me check the who is. What's the web address again?
Phil.
Yellowantphil.com. I should check out. Oh, there we go. Oh, he has a blog.
Jason, this is a porn site. This is a gay porn site.
I would check it out, but I don't want malware on my laptop.
Perhaps you are interested in my Wacky Wheels website.
Wheels.
Uh-huh. At least I'm not interested in his magic sword.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of blowing going on there, though.
Wow, this is still up. This was last updated in 2010. Would you just give up on it, or did you get tired of it?
Don't have any free time anymore?
Well,
I'm surprised it's
not
on
Angel Fire.
What more
can you say about this masterpiece?
Is this an Angel Fire site?
Or maybe
it's originally GeoCities?
GeoCities? Wow.
Yeah. Wacky Wheels.
99 miles an hour, huh?
99 miles per hour.
I don't even think I'd want to be on the back of a lawnmower that's going 99 miles an hour.
Don't think of it like from the back. Think of it like the blades are spinning so quickly that it basically creates a hovercraft effect.
See, Kirby can hover without a lawnmower.
Yeah, it's because he's got to suck everything to get there. Magic Sword uses magic, okay? It's in the title. Dude, this is such a ripoff of Mario Kart.
That's a homage.
So, okay.
What was the Magic Sword's boss's name again? Was it Dorkum?
Drokmar.
Drokmar?
Okay, so
Dorkmar?
Drokmar?
Drokmar, there you go.
Drokmar?
That sounds like it. But see, here's the coolest thing about it, is he's got the black orb that controls everything in the world. So when you go and you kill him end of the game, hold on a second, I'm getting there. When you kill him at the end of the game, you have two choices. You can either destroy the black orb, or you can take the black orb and become the next Dark Lord. You don't do that in Kirby. After the game's done, it's all, you know, high fives and thanks a lot, Kirby. Go suck somebody else down. Or like
The sophistication of Kirby's Adventure storyline might intrigue you because it all takes place within a dream. And as we all know nowadays, with the release of Inception and similar projects, such storylines are quite in vogue.
Oh, like Super Mario Brothers 2?
Yeah.
Because we were all happy about that.
Completely different. Completely different.
How is that completely different?
Because in Kirby's Adventure, you know the whole time that you're experiencing the dream world, and you have to come face to face with the reality that the dream is ending. Whereas Super Mario Bros. 2 is just a complete crapshoot ending that they just threw on there and pissed us all off.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yep.
I just
looked
guys, at
Magic all I
Sword.
Know is I'm up against a boss named Dorkum and a game about lawnmowers. I like my chances. That's my closing argument.
I just have to point out about Magic Sword. I YouTubed it. It's such a Castlevania ripoff.
Oh, no. It's way cooler than Castlevania. Because Castlevania...
Using this argument, Wacky Wheels is way
cooler. Castlevania. No way.
Okay, now hold on. Okay. Now, it's cooler in the idea that it's more of an action RPG, whereas in with Castlevania,
It's more of an adventure where you're kind of, you got to find out where you're going. You got to kneel down so mysterious tornadoes can take you away.
Without the mystery?
This is Castlevania, but with all the kick-ass bloodshed and none of the stupid shit that you got to run around and switch potions with people.
I think that was just Castlevania 2.
Like the Aladdin game.
Damn it, I should have picked Aladdin.
And on that note, I'd like to let our listeners know that you can decide on the website. You can vote for one of the three games. Hopefully, one of our arguments will sway you for our vote.
Lawnmowers.
Magic.
Kirby.
That's a weak argument.
Quick shout outs now. I want to thank Ben Landis for providing the intro and outro tracks. He's a great guy. Check him out. You can follow him on Twitter at TheBenLandis. Disco is Undead is the track by A Digital Orange. And I want to let you guys know that, once again, you can vote for the Retro Showdown game on the website. You can check us out on Twitter at One More Castle. That's number one, MoreCastle. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/onemorecastle. And right now we have some cheap advertising going on the site as well. If you have any questions about that, email me. And you guys want to tell them about your Twitter accounts, any projects you're working on?
They can reach me at Jason Lamb. That's my Twitter handle.
That's really convenient of you. How about
Isn't
you, Hunter?
You can find me at Eric Hunter at Twitter and also have a website, ericmhunter.net.
Okay, excellent. Guys, thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you had fun. I sure did. And listeners, we will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.